Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. New York City to hospitalize the mentally ill against their will. The USA defeats Iran at the World Cup. Christianity now a minority religion in England. New survey ranks the best towns for Christmas decorations. Also ahead, NBC allows Thanksgiving to be attacked. But first, New York City will soon force some mentally ill people into psychiatric hospitals against their will. Mayor Eric Adams, unveiling his plan after a spike in violent crime on the subways, said Adams, quote, "The common misunderstanding persists that we cannot provide involuntary assistance unless the person is violent. This myth must be put to rest. Going forward, we will make every effort to assist those who are suffering from mental illness and place them where they need to be," unquote. Four words. Don't count on that. The USA eliminating Iran at the World Cup in gutter. Demonstrators gathered outside the stadium to protest issues including Palestine, Israel, and human rights violations by Iran. The final result, USA won, Iran nothing. The Americans will now advance to the knockout stage and face the Netherlands Saturday morning. Fewer than half the people in England and Wales consider themselves Christians, according to the most recent census. 46% of Britons describe themselves as members of the Christian faith, down from 60% a decade ago. A third are agnostic or atheist, 30%, up from 20% in 2012. The fastest growing faith in the UK, Islam. 8% of the population say they are Muslim. Country Living Magazine listing the best towns in America to see Christmas decorations. Here they are: Essex, Connecticut; Duluth, Minnesota; Franklin, Tennessee; Park City, Utah; number one, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Each year, that town recreates an iconic Norman Rockwell painting inspired by the village, complete with vintage cars and signs from the 1960s. I like going to Stockbridge, very nice place. In a moment, more evidence the TV news has gone insane. Right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. More absurdity from the television corporations. As you may know, NBC makes tens of millions of dollars every year broadcasting the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. This year, about 20 million people watched. But at the same time, NBC was raking it in by using the holiday. One of its commentators, Joy Reid, said this.
But it's also important to unpack the myth of Thanksgiving. It is a holiday riddled with historical inaccuracies, built on this myth that the indigenous welcomed their colonizers with open arms and ears of corn, a simplistic fairy tale interpretation of a 1621 encounter between indigenous tribes and English settlers that erases the genocide that followed. It's the truth Republicans want banned from our textbooks, because here's the secret they want so desperately to keep. We are a country founded on violence. Our birth was violent.
That is just gibberish. Ms. Reid has no blanket idea of American history. She knows nothing, except that she hates her own country. She despises it. Now, you would think that NBC might put on someone who would challenge Joy Reid, especially since they are exploiting the Thanksgiving Day parade by making millions of dollars from it, right? No. Why bother? Most of the folks who watch MSNBC believe what Reid believes. Why upset them? So here is the truth. When the Puritans came over on the Mayflower, it was a harrowing journey from England. There are about 100 of them. And they had no clue on what they would be facing. They hit Massachusetts, but they really wanted to go to Virginia. However, the tides and weather prevented that. So they settled in the Plymouth area. From the get-go, there was interaction with Native Americans living in Massachusetts. But it wasn't hostile. There were some skirmishes, yes, but the Puritans were not there to annihilate the Indians. They needed the Indians to survive. And one of them stepped up, a Native American named Squanto, who actually spoke English because he had been kidnapped and taken to Europe, and helped the Puritans survive. And as the years unfolded, there were good relations with the Indians, Roger Williams, and bad relations, particularly in Maine, where the tribes were hostile. So Joy Reid has no idea. All she wants to do, every day, every way, is to denigrate the United States of America. And NBC, they love it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, BillO'Reilly.com is where we live. And I hope you'll consider my new book, Killing the Legends, as a holiday gift. You'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The holiday season's here. Millions of Americans will exchange gifts in the next few weeks, spending an average of $2,000 per household. But this year, another Grinch is finding its way into the Christmas mosaic: inflation. Economists say supply chain problems, high prices, travel chaos will make this December the most expensive holiday season in history. Here are the worst items for your wallet. Air travel, ticket prices up 30% compared to last year. The average domestic flight will now set you back $350 compared to $250 in 2021. Next, gifts, presents. Supply chain problems are making popular gifts hard to find. Many stores are raising prices because of that. Target is reporting a 90% decline in profit in the last 12 months. Whoa, most popular products this Christmas season, electric wine openers, and the latest iPhone. Decorations also hurting the monthly budget, families scaling back on those. The average cost of a real tree, Christmas tree, topping $100 for the first time. Folks are also reducing the number of electric bulbs to save energy. Finally, food. The cost of turkey, as we saw at Thanksgiving, is at a record high. The nation's largest meat packers charging 30% more for turkey and poultry, 30% more for beef, 35% more for pork. Now, to save some cash, families are reducing menu items and limiting the amount of people invited for dinner. And here's something else you might not know. Despite being dubbed the most wonderful time of the year, Christmas is also ranked the most stressful. When asked what part of the holiday Americans dislike the most, 23% say they hate seeing their relatives. Ooh. Another 25% complain about spending money on presents. Ah, that's kind of Grinchish. And the rest say sometimes they get depressed. But anyway, I'm a Christmas kind of guy, so ho, ho, ho. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.